Yesterday was primary day here in Massachusetts, and joining us this morning with a recap is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. I was up until midnight waiting for those results from the communities that hadn't put their early voters in the box, and those towns were Plymouth, Mashpee came in, and Plimpton came in, but we're waiting to see what happens in the Muratori-McRae race, but it looks like that probably could end up to a recount.
Indeed, and why do you think we're waiting for so many results still?
That's a good question, and I think maybe the state election office, Galvin at the Secretary of State, may have to decide that there has to be a system and everybody does the same thing. And I think that's a good point, because it really says, is early voting if it takes that long to count them.
Now, when do you think we will have all the results in? Do you think it could be today? Could it be another day? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, because of the new law, any ballot, that absentee ballot that's dated September 3rd or before, gets counted regardless of when it comes in. So, say somebody put it in the mailbox yesterday, and it doesn't get here till Friday or Monday, that would count. So, if it's a 1% race, either side, both sides could ask for a recount, but that's where we are right now. In my opinion, what hurt Muratori was not enough independents picked up Republican ballots, and especially there was a Democratic fight for his seat. So it shows one thing, Dan. Everybody should understand that every vote counts.
Indeed it does. And as you said, we're still waiting on the absentee ballots, and the early voting have delayed that counting. Any results, though, so far from what we know that has surprised you?
None. I think that, again, Christine and her team did a great job covering it. I thought the Democratic with Rhonda Nyman, that race certainly came out the way I thought on the Democratic side. It'll be interesting in the Republican side. Now, obviously, with this very close race for the state Senate race, Fernandez has to be pleased, because it shows how much the Republican voters are split.
All righty. Well, we're going to be keeping an eye on that and other votes, and we're still waiting some results, of course, so we'll find out as they are. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. And great night. Great job last night to you and the entire crew who was here for primary night coverage.
Thank you very much.